You know, it's a great week here and everywhere because I'm telling you so. When I was a child, I remember teachers telling me where to go, how to go, what to do, who to like, who not to like, how to address them, how not to address them. And it seems that today things just have not changed, which is great, you would think. Hi, guys. My name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. We're here bringing you an unfiltered, uncensored conversation on a wide range of topics. This is a podcast dedicated on expressing opinions, share thoughts and ideas from a variety of perspectives, and most definitely an honest, blunt opinion. Join us as we dive into the latest news, pop culture, and so much more. Rants about absurdity of modern life. Kind of had a lot of that lately. And deeper discussions affecting society, like the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine. So sit back, relax. We got you covered on this next edition of the Rant Network. Now, David looks smiling because I started in a really strange and obscure way. I'm telling you who you can vote for, how you can vote for them, and where you can vote for them. And there's no other option. This is the root of what's going on. Now, it's not DEI, right? Oh. You know, telling you what to do and how to do it. This isn't us telling you how to drive, when to drive, because it's COVID, you can't drive, can't be in a car, got to wear a mask in a car when you're by yourself. This isn't about any of those things. This is about a much bigger, larger issue. Who will be an elected official to represent the greatest country and world power here in the United States? It's amazing. What has been going on? Let's remove this person from a ballot. Sounds Soviet era, Putin-styled politics. Or is this United States of America? You have Nikki Haley running up a bill for millions of dollars because she believes she needs to make a difference. Now, when all of these candidates started for the Republican Party, just as a side note, they all have to agree to support the nominee of the Republican Party. Nikki Haley's refused. You know, so what's going on? Everyone's being told what to do and how to do it, except the people that are allowed to elect those people. It's amazing, David. Why is the world turned upside down on its head over who to vote for, how to vote for them, and when you can vote for them? David?
Look, Stuart, I mean, you're it's a hell of a start. But folks, we're talking here about an incredible situation. It's March the 4th, and we're about to coronate Donald Trump tomorrow, because in all likelihood, Nikki Haley is going to step down. There's just no way that after Super Tuesday, she has a hope in hell of winning this campaign. Now, listen, I would have loved to have had Nikki Haley as the Republican candidate. And as people have said, maybe this isn't her time. Maybe it's in 4 years. Maybe it's in 2028. Okay. But in 2024, it's not even funny. Joe Biden didn't even bother, doesn't want to debate his challengers. In fact, his handlers don't want him to debate his challengers because they're afraid of what's going to come out of his mouth. And they want basically everybody to check the Joe Biden box. And in part of democracy, it's all about going through and having to go through the primaries and da-da-da-da and to officially nominate Biden again. And I don't know if it's ever happened in American history that someone lost. But on the Republican side, you have a virtual coronation. This is almost, and I'm not saying it's like what the Democrats have done with Hillary and with, other candidates where, like Joe Biden, where they've coronated them and they pretended to show democracy. Although there are many Democrats listening who are going to be pissed at what I just said, because they will say that the Democrats are the most democratic party in the world. And they please, people, do your homework. The coronation has been there. It's an incredible, realignment of people who challenged Donald Trump in 2023. Commented about him, all the stuff, and then they all rallied behind him one by one. Has democracy been compromised on both parties? just saying, let's skip the process and let's go to the election 8 months from now. That's insane. But there's talk even now about if Nikki Haley loses, or when she loses this thing or steps down, that she'll be going on as an independent or as a third party or as this no labels party. There are a lot of rumblings going on, Stuart. And the question is, has democracy been served in the United States? And I think that the answer has been no. I think that we've seen this for quite some time right now. We've seen what the media has done to twist and just absolutely mash the realities of the world. It's unfair not to give people the choice. Really, it's not. Because here's the thing. There is a border problem. You have a crime problem. You have an economics problem. But you also have a problem with abortion. You also have a problem with gender. You know, when you have a state like Florida that has to pass a legislation to really crush the construct of DEI, this whole thing that they've created, and because that's wrong, okay? We're not giving people choices. We've literally, governments, you called it Soviet style, governments are starting to just to decide for the people how they should vote.
You know, David, you touched on something, and I want to just say it a little differently. There used to be an expression, you know, if the United States caught a cold, Canada had the flu.
No, well, yeah, good
okay.
enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And if we've got an immigration crisis, that immigration crisis is on your doorstep. Because, again, what happens here sort of flows up there.
Actually, in this case, surprise, surprise, your president is pit. Well, your president. Our border, because it's so hard to get, you know, it was hard to, you know, whatever, to get in the southern border, they're coming to the northern border. The problem is really they're asking us to close our border. It's not the other way around. It's actually kind of funny. We don't have an immigration problem. We're creating an immigration problem for the United States, just to put it into perspective.
Well, they're still crossing the largest unmanned border, right?
No, it is manned.
No.
It's a manned border. Okay.
David,
anyways,
my point is that what happens here is ultimately going to happen there. Very rare instances, it does not. And that's what I'm trying to get across. So our problems here in the U.S. are ultimately going to be your problems up in Canada. It's inevitable. In fact, the odds of it not being a problem are almost unmeasurable. And my point is that our problem is out of control. And the more out of control it gets here, the more out of control it will get there.
Again, I love you, buddy.
You don't agree.
What are you bringing Canada into this? You have a democracy. You have a problem.
We have a great problem. We have a fabulous problem. It's awesome.
The point I'm trying to get at is that in Canada, we have a different electoral problem. Your problem right now is you have a two-party system where both parties really put in tremendously terrible candidates. And I mean, I don't care what people say about, you know, what Trump did. What he did in 2016 or 2017 to 2020, it's done for.
Yeah.
We're 4 years later. Is he emotionally capable of running this country? I don't agree. And there are many who want him as the candidate. And the way the process worked, by letting Trump get away with not having to debate, I thought was a mistake, was part of the Republican Party. And you know what? Well, he got rid of, I can't remember her name, the head of the Republican Party, the organizer there. I mean, he should applaud her because he literally rewrote the rules to accommodate him. Okay, you're a candidate, you show up on the dais. You don't show up on the dais, you can't be a candidate. But, you know, they let him get away with it. For what purpose?
Well, what is different with the Democratic Party?
It's a bit of debate. No, Stuart, that's my point. Both parties are accusing the other of the same thing that they've done.
I know. Isn't it amazing? You know, I'm trying to be a bit of a joker this morning, and I'm trying to just play on what these nonsense has been going on. And again, the nonsense goes on here. The nonsense goes on there. It's the same nonsense. It doesn't matter where you are. It's just exacerbated here presently more than it is there. And that is my point. And what problems are here seem to ultimately end up there, whether by choice or by just virtual fact of the momentum. I mean, people are moving northward. They're looking for opportunity. You know, when I say Canada is an unmanned border, David, yes, there's a border between the United States and Canada. It is the largest border, I believe, in the world. And that border is mostly unmanned because most of it is empty land, David. And so the migration going north is just as easy as a migration.
But the point is not that about it. We're not talking about my immigration here. We're talking about the Democratic FUBU in the United States. We're talking about here that the Democrats, the Republicans have failed.
I agree.
Failed the people. And now the choices in the United States, because you're not allowed, you can't have a third party. And people are saying, what are you talking about? Of course we can have a third party. Really? The media doesn't want it. The people are like if you watch what's going on here, it's an incredible who's controlling the process. You know, we're watching, you call it Soviet style, and everybody's gonna go, no, that's not what it is. Oh boy, baby, yeah, it is. When you know, yeah, you have two parties, phenomenal. But when you don't let a third party emerge, that's anti-democratic. And both parties are crushing it.
David, you hit the nail with the hammer. But that's the point. Here we are in 2024 mm-hmm. with everything that's supposed to be a democratic process mm-hmm. turning more into a Soviet-style process.
Correct.
And the freedoms and liberties that have been mm-hmm. sucked away in a vacuum. Not only here in the United States, but there in Canada, is appalling. And how we, the leaders of North America, Canada and the U.S., are just closing a blind eye to all of this and more.
But our system is different because we have four, five parties. It's a completely different system, and we haven't discouraged the creation of new parties, which in itself has created a democratic problem because we can't get a majority. But the point I'm trying to get at is that where we had a process to find a leader, and we did, your process to find a leader was eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But like, what the hell was it? The people will not get a choice and will have to go to the ballot box. And here's what the ballot box choice is going to be. Am I voting for this candidate? Against this candidate or not at all? And I'm wondering, and again, we'll know in the next 8 months, what's the voter turnout going to be?
Well, this is going to be the largest election cycle in modern history, if not history itself. But on that note, David, give me some last words on this Monday.
I don't even know what to say anymore, but
I started off pretty darn interested.
Put it this way. I hope that the United States, everybody gets flotation devices because you guys are going to need a serious rescue after this election cycle.
Well, for that comment, I'm going to say that's all for today's episode. Life preservers not included, but continue to keep listening and keep tuning in, whether you're catching us on a podcast in your car, whether you're getting us on your computer live, on any of the verticals. We appreciate you. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation and gathered some valuable insight. We appreciate your support and hope you'll join us next time for another thought-provoking conversation. Remember, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to like us. Don't forget to tell your friends. David, on that note, from your virtual office, what do you got to say?
Cheers, everyone.